Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The show is yours. If you want to take control, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And I am Johnson.
And Menwich.
Whatever is on your mind goes. Personal, political, anything. 800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might just read your email live on the air. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com.
You'll love it. All you have to do is log on.
Freetalklive.com. You'll love it.
You can download the last 6 days' worth of archives there.
That's true.
You can't beat that. No other radio show will let you do that.
Without paying a fee.
Yeah, you'd have to pay a fee.
Right.
But it's free at freetalklive.com.
It sure is.
And you can log on to the Shrine of Female Listeners page.
Oh, yes. And you could become a Shriner as well, ladies. All you have to do is be female and have access to a photo that you can send us via email at ftl@freetalklive.com, and we'll put your picture up on the shrine. Of course, it's not a beauty contest. It's just something for us to show off the fact that we have and are very proud of female listeners on this show. Of a variety of ages, too. We are very proud of our female listeners. So, again, Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system with over 225 users. I think we're over 230 now, actually. And thousands of posts for you to surf through. Lots of content all on the house at freetalklive.com. Again, anything goes on this show. Whatever you want. Interrupt us. Even though there's three people in the studio here, this show is about your calls and what's on your mind. During the news break there, I heard a little something about a major news article out of the Washington Post today. Shocking. Actually, not really. We're heading down this road at a very fast clip. Here's what's going on. Administration officials are preparing long-range plans for indefinitely imprisoning suspected terrorists whom they do not want to set free or turn over to courts in the United States or other countries, according to intelligence, defense, and diplomatic officials.
It's kind of like the people at Guantanamo.
That's exactly who they're addressing, and some others. Again, that's indefinitely imprisonment. Indefinite imprisonment. What does that mean?
As long as they feel like it.
That's right. There's no definition, meaning you could be in for the rest of your life if you happen to get picked up.
Enslaved to the United States.
The Pentagon and the CIA have asked the White House to decide on a more permanent approach for potentially lifetime detentions, including for hundreds of people now in military and CIA custody whom the government does not have enough evidence to charge. Hundreds of people now in military and CIA custody, get this, whom the government does not have enough evidence to charge in courts. We don't have anything on you, so we're just going to keep you for the rest of your life.
Weird. It's surreal. I mean, can you imagine America doing this? It's not what I would ever have thought.
No.
This is not the America that I heard about in school.
Bill of Rights, right out the window.
Exactly.
I mean, I realize that these people aren't citizens. Is that correct? That this is about
I'll get to that,
nationals.
But no, they're foreign people who are being held by our CIA or military.
You know, I was actually listening to an archive of Harry Brown's show today.
The guy who follows us on Saturday nights.
Yep.
One of my personal, I would say, mentors, if I could.
Mm-hmm. He actually specifically addressed this on his show, or his last show.
Really?
I was listening to an archive, and he was specifically saying, if you think about it, the Bill of Rights is specifically, we talk about this like we need to, these are the most horrible terrorists, and they don't deserve the rights of the Bill of Rights. You know, they don't deserve these rights, is the way a lot of these people, where their attitudes are.
Right.
And it's specifically, the Bill of Rights is specifically for these suspected terrorists and, you know, suspected murderers and whatnot, because those are the people. I mean, these people are suspected. I mean, we're supposed to protect them.
Well, we were
That's
given
what the Bill of Rights is for.
Right, we were given the Bill of Rights because our founders knew that despotic, tyrannical governments do things like this on a regular basis. They charge people with no basis for charging them. They have no evidence. They have them in a secret court. They bring them into trial in front of a secret judge and convict them to a secret military prison. This is what goes on in some other countries around the world. Our founding father says we've had enough of this. We're going to give you this Bill of Rights that protects you from unreasonable search and seizure. It gives you even the right to carry guns so you can defend yourself against crappy governments like this, and the right to avoiding self-incrimination in the Fifth Amendment. I mean, you name it. The Bill of Rights are there to protect the innocent, because if the innocent get caught up in a web like this, they're never going to be seeing the light of day again.
Well, people are being programmed in this country into collectivism. I mean, people are seeing, you know, the individual is out, and everyone else has to provide for you. You can't take responsibility for your own actions.
We just read an article, I think it was last week, about the gentleman, one of the military guys who was challenging the military, a soldier who was challenging the military on its stop-loss policy.
Right.
And the judge said, well, I think that the needs of the military are more important than your needs.
As a collectivist judge.
Exactly what it was. And this is not the way America is supposed to be. America is supposed to hold the individual in the highest esteem. And
I don't think collectivist really says it. I think communist says it.
It's a little harsher, but it's a little more accurate.
It's an overused term, you know?
The reason why I like collectivist is because collectivist encompasses communism. It encompasses socialism. It encompasses any of these things. And it specifically gets to the core of the issue, which is the collective over the individual. And that's where the real crux of the issue lies.
The collective has decided that you are not important anymore.
You will be assimilated.
Resistance is futile.
And this is frightening. Let me continue with this article here. The Pentagon CIA have asked the White House to decide on a more permanent approach for potentially lifetime detentions, including for hundreds of people now in military and CIA custody whom the government does not have enough evidence to charge in courts. The outcome of the review, that right there, says that they need to just release these people. If you don't have it, and you can't bring these people into a United States court, give them all the rights that everyone deserves. The Bill of Rights should apply to everyone in the world, not just Americans. Because everybody's a human being, and they all deserve those rights.
You know, the scary thing, here's a real weird thing out there, and, you know, I want to address this, you know, because I, you know, as much as I'm not a Christian, I like addressing Christians, because they seem to have this idea of what moral should be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know, it's very weird ground. But a lot of the Christians that I've heard, you know, this supposed moral majority of the people are like, they don't deserve it because they're terrorists. Oh,
they're not Christians.
They're not. They're Muslim. They're, you know, it's just all this nonsense. You know, when you think about it, though, when you think about the Bill of Rights, those rights are supposed to be inalienable rights granted by your creator.
Mm-hmm.
That means that if you deny those rights from anyone, if you even harbor that idea that you should be taking the rights away from any human being, no matter
how scary,
if they're a horrible, horrible murderer, those rights are granted, supposedly, by God to everyone.
That's interesting.
Now, the Constitution has a provision for removing those rights from people. But what that is convicting them of a crime. And in this
under
case,
due process,
under
in a court of law.
Right. And they don't have enough evidence to convict somebody according to
this article.
You know,
it's interesting what you're saying there. You're saying if a Christian, so-called, was to deny an individual the Bill of Rights, they're denying their creator.
Right.
And at the same time, they're also giving up their rights on their own. They're saying,
yeah,
well, you don't deserve those rights.
Well neither do you.
If one person can't have them, then nobody deserves them, and we're all going to be in trouble in a matter of short years.
I believe there's a quote by Thomas Jefferson, and I believe that you've actually said in the show before, and you always attribute it to Ben Franklin, but those who those who would sacrifice liberty for security will get neither and deserve neither.
That's Benjamin Franklin.
I actually looked it up.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen it quoted online as Benjamin Franklin.
Okay, there might be very, very... I think Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin have both said very similar
versions. Interesting. 1-800-259-9231. The outcome of the review, which also involves the State Department, would affect those expected to be captured in the course of future counterterrorism operations. So, not only the people that we already have, but from now on, anyone that we capture in a counterterrorism operation anywhere in the world could be held indefinitely, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it. They're going to even build a new prison in Guantanamo Bay. Oh, but it's a nicer prison. You won't believe this. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Inside hour number two, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Want to hear from you about anything, whether it be political or personal, a rant you just want to get off your chest. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk about anything you want. And we're live 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evenings. Also, we have a live Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So check it out. Tune in. And if you are not on board, if your radio station that you're listening this to is not on every night, all 6 nights, call them up during business hours. Talk to the program director or the general manager and let them know that you would like to hear Free Talk Live all 6 nights of the week.
Tell them you want Free Talk Live in 05.
Yeah, exactly. Free Talk. I like that. Free Talk Live in 05. I mean, seriously, this is going to be our year, gentlemen. I mean, this is it. We're syndicated now by
it has to be.
The good people at the Genesis Communications Network, and this is going to be it. We're going to make it. We're going to make it to 100 affiliates by the end of the year. 1-800-259-9231. So whatever you want goes. So we're talking about this insanity coming out of, just more insanity on a daily basis, coming out of Washington, D.C., making it look less and less like a free nation, literally as the hours pass by.
The war on terror really is a war on our personal freedoms.
It's a war on all of our freedoms. I mean, it's
well,
a war.
No, because if they call it the war on personal freedom, all of a sudden, we'd have, like, no government. I mean, it would be like, they'd lose that, too. Anytime they do a war on something, that whatever that something
great.
Is increases.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone. Brandon in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live, Brandon.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about what you were saying about those ridiculous Christians who don't believe everybody has those rights.
I think there are some.
That drives me nuts to hear people like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and the other Bible Network people just standing behind President Bush. They're all a bunch of fascists.
Yep.
And they're driving me
the loudmouths. You're saying the Christian loudmouths.
Yes, indeed.
Because the real Christians are the ones.
Name.
The real Christians are the ones that stay home. They go to church on their Sundays, and they keep to themselves. And I remember reading a passage from the Bible years ago when I was an FM disc jockey. I used to be a rock and roll disc jockey in the Tampa Bay area. And I read this one quote from the Bible on the air. I was doing overnight, so it really didn't matter that much. And the quote was something, and I don't remember exactly, I think it was in the book of Mark or whatever, and the quote was that you're supposed to pray in the closet. You're not supposed, as a good Christian, you're supposed to keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
And I actually had a preacher call in to the show, like, thanking me for saying that because it was so accurate.
I'm pretty sure that quote is supposed to speak about don't boast your religion. If you need to go, you know what I mean? Don't show off.
Sure, it's one thing to tell your friends and your family about your religion. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, right after it comes the don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing quote about, you know, that way you don't tell people how much money you're giving. That
exactly,
kind of
exactly. You don't go around and flaunt it.
Showing off your charitability. Got
it. That's just one that I wanted to agree with you guys about that.
But you are a Christian, right,
Brandon?
Yeah,
I am. Yeah.
Right. And you're sickened by Jerry Falwell.
I'm getting to that point. Now, he was probably one of the few I still like, and I still disagree with him on a lot of issues because I'm a libertarian, but it's just really starting to bug me to see all these the religious right. They're nothing but a bunch of fascists who want to control people's minds, and that's not what we're supposed to, or that's not what Christians are supposed to do. They're supposed to preach the gospel, and if the people want to accept it, then they accept it. If they don't, then they don't. That's the way it's supposed to be. They're not supposed to have the government give money to faith-based organizations and whatnot, like Bush is. And anyway, I just wanted to call and agree with you guys about that. But the other reason I called, and I hope I still have time,
was
about foreign aid and what we're doing with the...
Can you hold that comment? Because, man,
I had a question.
Yeah.
What do you think we should do with the people in Guantanamo?
Well, if they're being charged without...
They're not being charged.
Well, exactly. If they're just being held without being charged, then we need to let them go. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Don't you think it's... I mean,
that's complete... What's really funny is that it's a violation of the Bill of Rights, but it's actually not a violation of the Constitution.
It's not a violation of the Constitution. It's a violation of
the Bill of Rights. You know what I mean? There's an exception that sounds like a Alexander Hamilton something that he inserted in there, but about public safety may require people being... And it's an abuse of power is what it is.
Yeah.
But I think you guys know what I'm talking about. You guys are pretty familiar with the Constitution.
Got it right here. Now, don't you think that that's like about 80 terrorists we'd be letting go on the face of the earth now that we've held them for, what, 2 years now? I mean...
If they weren't terrorists to begin with, they will become terrorists, that's for sure.
Right, absolutely.
And if I really believe there were terrorists outside of the CIA, I might actually be afraid.
All right, Brandon, your other comment on you said foreign aid or
yeah, I'm writing an article about foreign aid and what we're giving to the tsunami victims.
The $350 million.
Aren't we generous? If you want to check your email, I emailed it to you so you can read it, and I It's not finished, but I just thought it was pretty good. I explain how, number one, the Constitution doesn't allow us to give foreign aid. And not only that, but common sense dictates that we should not give foreign aid.
Well, the government shouldn't be giving foreign aid. First of all, I guess one of the things is, I guess Bush is being criticized by some of these other countries because the United States isn't giving they're not giving enough, because I guess some French study said that that the United States is being really stingy with its donations.
We don't have any money to give.
No.
We're $7 trillion in debt.
Well, hold on. Because we are giving money, first of all, but I guess we're giving less than certain other countries, but these studies are completely ignoring private donations, which place the United States in the top donations in the world.
Sandra Bullock just pointed out.
I just gave money today.
You gave money?
Yeah, just today.
To the tsunami victims?
Yeah.
That's congratulations. Right. They totally leave that alone.
I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I'm just saying, I'm not being a hypocrite about
this. It's just being clear.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is that the donation to these types of things should not be taken by the guns of government, by force. You know, someone shouldn't be holding a knife to your throat saying, help these tsunami victims or I'll kill you, you know, or lock you in prison. Or
on top of that, the $350 million is probably going to the Thai government, and then the Thai government will spend it in the way they see fit, and so then you've got another bureaucracy deciding how to spend our money. And, of course, as we all know about what the foreign aid that does exist currently, it usually goes to enrich the bureaucrats. It usually never makes it to the people that really need it the most.
Yep.
Yeah, you're completely right, and that's why we need to give it to churches or the Red Cross or something like that.
You know, here's the fallacy of it all, is that it's sort of understood that, you know, the mistakes are made. Like, we're supposed to be free, right? So the mistakes were made during 9/11, for instance. Lots of people, lots of money didn't go where it was supposed to. Now, during the 9/11, the crashes and all that stuff, you know, everybody gave their money?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to believe now that it's suddenly going to go because this catastrophe suddenly makes it so all the money's going to go. I don't want to, but I'm not free not to give my money.
Well,
I'm not free to fall into this trap.
I say stop giving the money, because the more and more I see our government acting like this, the more I'm going to support the people that dodged the taxes on April 15th. I say don't give it to him. Brandon, thanks for the call,
man.
We got a scram. 800-259-9231. We'll check out your email during the break. And we got another email in regards to the internet scams. 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. Political, personal, this is your show. You take control and bring up what's on your mind. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You bring something up, we talk about it, whether it be political or personal. It's Ian here with you.
Also, Jonathan.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Your emails can go to FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com. This email came in over the past 20 minutes or so from Vlad, commenting on the topic we talked about, I think it was last hour, where this scammer is trying to scam me out of my laptop. I offered a product on eBay, and he came back with an offer that he wanted to make outside of eBay, which had all sorts of suspicious things attached to it, and then told me that I was going to get some money from Western Union, and then he obviously typed up his own little Western Union form and sent it to me, and it was laughably bad. I mean, he didn't even really try to make it look like it came from Western Union, as though I'm going to send this guy something. Vlad says, "Hi, fellows. Did you say he sent you a label?" Well, actually, he said he would send a label.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if I send, if I reply to him and say, "All right, I'll get it off to you. Just send me that label," he'll send me a FedEx label. So he'll like prepay for a FedEx label.
Nice.
And then Vlad says, "Send him an effing brick. At the very least, you should tell him his laptop is on the way."
Yeah,
and we'd considered sending him the excrement of the studio beast.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. I think I might, you know, give up a Tupperware, some sort of piece of Tupperware, so I could send that to him.
And at least you'll make him, you know, expend for a FedEx label. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Enrich FedEx a little
and
bit.
And then you have his address, too, so if it's anywhere in the United States, or if
what
you try to say it's in the United States, then...
Yeah, imagine that, him paying for international shipping, expecting he's going to get a laptop. because he said he wanted it shipped to Africa in the original email. That'd be a nice little surprise. Although I don't know if it would make it there. Do you think if they smelled it, if FedEx smelled it, they might open it up?
Well, you could send a brick.
Yeah, true.
Well, it's Tupperware. You wouldn't be able to smell dog.
Coffee grounds, man.
I wrote the poundage of the shipment on the auction. So he's probably prepay. If he's going to prepay, he'll prepay for a certain amount of pounds. I was going to say, I'll send the guy 5 bricks. That way, you know, he has to pay more. I didn't know if they had a sliding scale to where if it's heavier, he gets charged more on an account or something like that. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So anything goes, whether it be a scam story you want to tell us, or you want to talk about politics, you want to talk about this situation, the latest development in Washington. Frightening. They are now preparing to jail suspects for life, terror suspects who we're currently holding at Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo Bay needs to be shut down and disappear in the first place. We shouldn't have a base or a prison out outside the United States just because we want to, you know, avoid the Bill of Rights, avoid all the laws.
Yeah,
and the
that's exactly why it's there.
So our government has just decided to set up a place where they don't have to abide by our own laws.
Because it's a little shadow U.S.
It's immoral. I mean, it's absolutely immoral. There's no moral justification for Guantanamo Bay. And any government official who says that they are in support of government or in support of Guantanamo Bay, you can be pretty sure that that official is evil.
Is a scumbag.
Period. It's just scum.
You know, that brings me back to a question that we've asked time and time again on this show. And I am leaning more and more towards the evil answer to it. And the question is, are our elected officials evil Are they just ignorant and they really just believe they're doing the right thing?
Two things on that. You know, I've definitely got a response. Again, I was listening to, and this you know, we're kind of following a similar route that Harry followed on his show. Mm-hmm. And
actually, I didn't know that because I didn't listen to his show this week.
One of the things that he said was, you know, he said that this is, first of all, I read something by Ron Paul recently talking about the slippery slope that we're going down now, and he's pretty scared. Like, I think he's getting to the point of where...
If anyone should be, Ron Paul, because he's there every day in the House of Representatives hearing these jerks speak on the floor.
I think he's under the impression we're beyond the point of no return at this point.
Wow.
We are going down no matter what. And the thing that Harry Brown was saying is one of the things that we need to change, and I absolutely 100% agree with this, is that all these politicians who make these laws that can affect and just upturn someone's life and ruin someone's life, you know, regardless of whatnot, should be able to be held personally accountable.
Absolutely. And but sovereign immunity protects them.
And that way, these politicians would be scared. The only people that we'd have in government would be people who would be very afraid of being held accountable if they were to do something that was wrong. So you'd have people who would only wanted to be in politics because they felt a personal drive to make the world a better place.
It sounds like, though, it sounds like something like that, as good as that sounds, it sounds like we need a constitutional amendment, because obviously the provisions weren't originally there for that,
right?
Because otherwise they would have had their feet held to the flames 200 years ago, 150 years ago, 100 years ago, and none of this would have ever happened. And gosh, can you imagine the amount of wealth that we would have if we'd actually had some sort of check like that? Obviously, our Constitution has failed us. The checks and balances did not work the way they intended to, because the people who wanted the power ignored them.
I want you to be careful with that statement, really, because I don't like talking. I don't like bad mouth. The Constitution. I like
failed
things
us.
Like the things like the Constitution has failed us. I don't
How
think that the Constitution has necessarily failed us. I think we failed to follow it.
Well, okay, true. Well, okay, right. Okay, fine. So we as a people,
I think the people have failed the
lazy.
Constitution.
Okay, good. Okay. That's, you know what? That's a better way to put it. We have failed the Constitution because American people are lazy bums who get home from work, drink a six-pack of beer, sit there and watch their boob tube, their television set all night, and they don't do a damn thing. They don't pay attention to what's going on around them, and as a result, their freedoms are being stripped away, and they don't even know about it.
If there was going to be a constitutional amendment, I'd say that there needs to be a constitutional amendment against the government. Well, first of all, I think the government should be out of schools, but I think that there should be something against the government propaganda machines and the programs that are basically driving the public to become completely uninvolved in the democratic process, because if people were to actually go out and elect officials and stop voting for these officials who are taking away their rights and making laws that are blatantly against the Constitution, and people were actually to think about and do research and actually educate themselves about what's going on,
overnight,
our government would be reformed.
Well, then that's like a magical thing. It'd be wonderful if that happened. But what you're talking about there is educating the ignorant as to what the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is all about. Most people don't know. I mean, government class is a half a semester course here in the state of Florida when you're in high school.
Yeah, they don't teach about the Constitution in school. That's for
no,
sure. And anyone who's out there who's deluded that you actually learned about the Constitution in school, you're wrong. You learned about the basic, very most basic things about the structure of government, you know, what's the process if the president is impeached.
Right.
Basic, nothing.
And it's presented in the same droll, boring fashion that all the rest of this, the education that you get in a government school is presented. So, like most people, I myself included, I slept through government class when I was a senior in high school. I mean,
I actually really regret. I did very much dislike government class. I still have the textbook. But
that'd be an interesting thing to page through, just to see what kind of spin they put on it.
I went to a private school.
Oh, okay. Well,
but yeah,
man, I tell you what, it's just amazing that this happens here. But it's like, you're right. The people have failed the Constitution. They don't pay any attention to what's going on around them. If we were a people that paid attention to our rights and to what the government does, then Guantanamo Bay would never be able to happen. Why Americans don't get up in arms and get so angry about the way that people are being treated at this camp, this detention camp, is beyond me. They've been totally and completely brainwashed. We are in serious trouble here, guys. If you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I haven't even gotten to the rest of the details in this article yet. Yeah, it's unbelievable. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You can even change the topic if you like. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
2004 Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our mini formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control, dial in 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com. You can download the last 6 days worth of archives there. Can't do that for any other radio show.
You can, certainly not for free.
Not for free. You can check out the BBS. There's thousands of posts on the BBS. Many of our listeners don't call in, but they discuss the issues that we post on the BBS, and they discuss it there in that forum.
Exactly. And the Shrine of Female Listeners, again, a bunch of free stuff for you. Check it out at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. The show is about your calls and anything that's on your mind. Let's go to Dave in Indiana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Dave.
I just tuned in, you know, literally a couple minutes ago, so I'm not really quite sure what article it is that you are reading about. Or discussing, I should say, on your
We're talking
topic.
About the United States preparing some plans to basically hold prisoners,
okay.
hold alleged terrorists forever, even if they don't have any evidence whatsoever.
Right.
Right.
The comment that I would make is this. I think at this point, a coup d'etat has taken place in the United States.
Can you define coup d'etat for those listening that have never heard that term before?
Okay, well, the government has been taken over by a faction that now has total power and pretty much ignores the original structure of the government.
Is this a recent development?
It's been ongoing. I think it's pretty well complete now.
Okay.
The major symptom of this, or, you know, the kind of declaration that it's pretty much complete, is when you have Supreme Court justices saying that they no longer, that they need to pay more attention to European legal structure. Now, this was actually said by, the Jewish Supreme Court judge whose name escapes me at the moment. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not too familiar with that.
Scalia, maybe? Or?
No. It's the woman. It's the little black-haired woman.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Right. So she made a statement in a speech that the Supreme Court has to look to European parliaments in their when they make their rulings about what is constitutional and unconstitutional, and what that means is the original constitution is no longer applicable, and this is obvious. 95% of what the federal government does is unconstitutional.
I'd say more like 99%
of everything. Yeah, I mean, basically. And then the second development, which is really basically stripped the citizenry of whatever power it might have had left as far as voting is concerned, is the electronic voting machines, which are really rigged.
You know, we've heard a lot of allegations about that, and I got to say, the evidence is very persuasive on it.
Yes, and the result is, you can the Congress is now consistently doing what they want.
I mean, like they even needed it anyway. The incumbency rate is 98% even without the rigged voting machine, so these guys stay in there forever. It's just because they brainwashed the public. I mean, wouldn't you agree that that's a huge factor, Dave?
You can't figure out what's going on by watching the news broadcast. I mean, it's hopeless. You have to go to other websites, and in fact, the absolute best website I've seen for analysis, you know, giving you some insight as to why things are going on the way they are, is one called World Affairs Brief.
What now?
World Affairs Brief.
Huh, okay.
.com, and that's by Joel Scouse, and his father wrote the book on communism that was very famous in the 50s. I don't know whether you remember that book.
That name sounds familiar, Scousen. Was it like a Mark Scousen or something like
Joel
that?
Joel Scousen is this guy's name, and his analysis of the
political scene is
the two best people that I knew of for analysis are Joel Scousen and
I'll tell you what, Dave. It's like I said last week. It's welcome to the communist state of America. We're really heading that direction. It's frightening. Dave, any final words for us?
Check out Steve Quayle's website. He's got a lot of interesting
stuff. All right, man. Well, we're not here to plug websites. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. I let him get away with one of them. 1-800-259-9231.
He's only trying to help.
I understand, but it's Free Talk Live, and we talk about issues. We don't plug people's websites / books.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to plug your website, you can call us up or contact us after show hours and buy some advertising.
I'll tell you what. You can email us the website, and we'll use it as prep. You know, maybe.
That's a good option. You
know,
yeah.
We will. You know, we look at these websites. So you send us the website. I mean, you know, it's good to have it out there, and you can post on the message board. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, and then plenty of people will see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you log on at freetalklive.com, you know, and join up with the BBS. It's absolutely free, very quick, very easy to get involved there. Let's return.
I was just going to say, I just think it's very inefficient to plug websites over the air.
I agree 100% because it goes out once and everybody misses it, and you'd have
Who
to give
that?
It several times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
BobHope.com. What?
Yeah, right. let's see here. Here's the rest of the details on the United States preparing to jail suspects for the rest of their life. Some U.S. official bureaucrat says, we've been operating in the moment because that's what's been required, said a senior administration bureaucrat who said the current detention system has strained relations between the United States and other countries. Now we can take a breath. We have the ability and need to look at long-term solutions. One proposal is the transfer of large numbers of Afghan, Saudi, and Yemeni detainees from the military's Guantanamo Bay, Cuba detention center into new U.S.-built prisons in their home countries. So they're talking about building prisons with our tax dollars in other countries besides Cuba and taking the people from the Guantanamo Bay and moving them there. The prisons would be operated by those countries, but the State Department, where this idea originated, would ask them to abide by recognized human rights standards.
Do you think
they're going to abide by human rights standards?
Do you think it's because we don't have the land here? I mean, do we not have the space? I mean, is that the issue?
Why maybe it's because it's very crowded.
Well, maybe it's because they might get challenged in court if they did it.
Maybe.
1-800-259. But they're going to be abiding by human rights standards, so everything will be fine. They'll give them apples and bread and water. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Returning in moments.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And we'll literally talk to you about anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be political or personal, anything goes. You can also log on at freetalklive.com. Shoot us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. If you're just not quite ready to put your voice out there to the world, because the world is listening to this show. And we've had emails come in from Japan. We've had calls from emails from Japan and Australia, calls from Sweden, Germany, United Kingdom, Canada, so definitely people out there beyond the walls of America, which probably is what's going to be next. They probably are going to try and build a great wall of America, for all I know. I mean, it's just insane what's going on. We're talking about the United States preparing, as they put it, to jail people for a lifetime. They are getting ready to build, assuming the Congress approves all this, which no doubt they will. They'll probably put it in a package that's labeled the tough on crime bill or
think
the jailing bill. Or
think Bush will veto it?
It'll be hidden in some kind of bill where, you know, you have no idea from the name. It doesn't matter.
He hasn't used a veto yet.
So. They don't even need to. They don't ever hide any of this stuff. They talk about it
right out.
Well, some of it they do, but the news gets out.
Yeah.
I mean, the news gets out, and this is getting out, and nobody's going to be in an uproar about it except for this show. How many other talk radio shows do you know, besides maybe Harry Brown on Saturday nights, how many other talk radio shows are going to be up in arms about this? Zero.
Maybe Bork.
Maybe. But he's kind of falling into line,
oh,
too.
Oh, God.
Anyway, here's what's going on. They're going to be building U.S.-funded, meaning taxpayer-funded, prisons in other countries. They're going to move some of the Guantanamo detainees to these prisons. They're expecting those prisons to be operated by those countries. But, as this article puts it from the Washington Post, the State Department, where the idea originated, would ask them to abide by recognized human rights standards and would monitor compliance. The senior administration official said, that's such a government word, isn't it? Compliance.
Yeah.
As part of a solution, the Defense Department, which holds 500 prisoners at Guantanamo... Somebody said 80 earlier in the show tonight. Somebody said there were 80 prisoners.
I thought it was 80.
500 prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. Plans to ask
somewhere on some number.
Plans to ask Congress for $25 million of our money to build a 200-bed prison to hold detainees who are unlikely to ever go through a military tribunal for lack of evidence. You know, the fact that you couldn't even go to a military tribunal is so pathetic. Because normally the reason why you go to a military tribunal is because you don't have enough evidence to put them through a real trial where the public's allowed to attend and everybody's allowed to examine the evidence and there's a defense team. If you want to just kind of lock them into a brig for the rest of their lives, you put them to a military tribunal where different rules apply, which is completely un-American as is. Usually the only people who go to military tribunals are military members who violated the military code of justice. In this case, they're saying, we don't even have enough evidence to convict them in a military court. So we're just not even going to bother.
You know, I just kind of had a thought, and I'd like to just touch on it briefly and see what your thoughts on this
Real
are.
Real brief.
But,
30 seconds.
You know, we were talking about a revolution, like if we were to have a revolution in this country, right? I think what would happen first, before anyone actually took up arms to try and take out the government, you know, and have this real revolution, is that people would just stop paying taxes en masse. What would happen then?
I don't know. They couldn't lock everybody up, that's for damn sure.
I mean,
would they?
What would happen if everyone just finally was like, no, I'm not going to support this government anymore.
I think that's the answer.
Because that's what happened in colonial times, right? I mean, a lot of people were stopping to pay taxes.
Boston Tea Party, 800-259-9231. They revolted over a 1% tax back then. 1-800-259-9231. Back for hour number three in just a moment, and we'll take your calls about anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of...